AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Wisconsin, an attorney for the family of a man who was shot and killed by Madison police this week is calling his death unjustified. Donna Warder has details.
The Madison, Wisconsin community has set up a memorial of flowers and signs in the middle of the street where police on Wednesday shot and killed Corey Durrell Ruiz, a 38-year-old homeless man. Police say Ruiz had wounded an officer with a knife while resisting arrest. Madison resident Abby Smith says since she's lived in the neighborhood, there have been 3 police-involved shootings.
It's just not okay. It looked like an execution to me.
Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is promising a rigorous investigation.
You should not lose your life as a result of an encounter with law enforcement.
Court records show Ruiz had been in and out of jail over the past decade, but Common Council President Sabrina Madison says he could have been anyone.
My first thought is, when the officer is walking away, why isn't he walking away in cuffs?
I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. military says it's fired on a merchant vessel attempting to breach its blockade of Iranian ports, and Saudi Arabia has struck the port city of Hodeidah in Yemen in response to Houthi rebel attacks on Saudi tankers in the Red Sea. Still, President Trump says talks with Iran are taking place.
I think they are being by far the most serious that we've seen them.
And Paramount's agreed to delay closing its $81 billion buyout of Warner Brothers Discovery well into next year. It Donahue explains.
12 states led by California have gone to court to try to block the deal. In a filing, Paramount said it wouldn't close the merger until the court ruling on the merits of the lawsuit or on June 1st of next year. The states argue the merger would extinguish competition in Hollywood and lead to fewer choices for consumers. Paramount says this is the fastest and clearest way to prove the merger with Warner Brothers Discovery is good for competition and the wider industry. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A surprise for WNBA All-Stars as they practiced ahead of tomorrow's game at the Barack Obama Presidential Center.
Everybody say cheese, come on.
Obama walked in from a side door, much to the surprise of the 22 All-Stars.
All of you are extraordinary, and I could not be bigger fans.
This was the first professional sport to use the basketball court at the center, which opened in June. Obama was the first sitting U.S. president to attend a WNBA game when he and his daughter Sasha sat courtside in 2010 for a Washington Mystics game.
The way the game has been going lately, the way it's been picking up, and people paying attention to your excellence, I think has been something for basketball fans generally. A sight to see.
He's also hosted many of them at the White House after they either won WNBA championships or NCAA titles. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.